Last Friday night at a gym in central Vermont, Marine veteran Jason Mozell attempted to break the world record for the most burpees in a 12-hour period. Now, for Mozell, who survived a suicide attempt after his military service, the record attempt was a culmination of sorts to a dramatic life turnaround. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the Corinth resident is trying to use his own story to bring awareness to veteran suicide.
It's a little before 6 p.m. on a nasty weather Friday in central Vermont, and Jason Mozell is a tattooed bundle of nervous energy.
I just want to thank everybody for coming today, braving the weather out there. Mother Nature trying to hold us down. That ain't happening. We got a storm brewing in here tonight. It's going to be 12 hours of pure burpee madness.
Mozell explains the Guinness World Record ground rules to the small crowd that's gathered to witness the feat. To complete a burpee, you start flat on the ground, face down and arms outstretched, then a push-up, then rise to a standing position, then jump in the air, and then lie back down and start all over again. Mozell will have to do this 4,557 times in 12 hours, that's once every 9 seconds, to break the existing record. So he cues up the heavy metal playlist on his iPhone, and the burpee madness begins. A couple weeks before the record attempt, I caught up with Mozell at his log cabin house in Corinth, where he lives with his wife Amber and a goofy Great Dane named Gomez. Mozell grew up in Waterbury, Connecticut, but the couple moved to rural Vermont shortly after Mozell was honorably discharged from the Marines in 2007, mainly because he wanted to be in a quiet place without many people. Mozell is 33 now and still sports a tight military buzz cut. He enlisted when he was just 16 years old, a few weeks after 9/11.
I tell people that was our Pearl Harbor, and everybody was really fired up to get enlisted and get over there and defend freedom.
By 2004, Mozell was in Ahrimahdi, Iraq, with a Marine battalion that would lose 34 members during its 7-month deployment.
You think it's going to be just like a video game, but I'll tell you, the thing that all of a sudden really changes it is that when you take a life or you see a life taken.
Mozell left Iraq in 2004, but he says the things he saw and did there would not leave him. There were night terrors, severe depression, and the pills prescribed by military psychiatrists only seemed to make things worse.
Then one night in 2005, I said to hell with this and took all my pills and chugged it down with some alcohol and, you know, was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm out.
The suicide attempt happened when Mozell was still in the Marines on a deployment to Okinawa, Japan. He says he was locked in a military psych ward on the base, but eventually summoned the wits to make it through his 4-year military commitment to the Marines. As recently as 2013, though, Mozell says he was drinking heavily and losing a battle against what he calls the demon, until he was channel surfing one day and saw an infomercial for a fitness video called Insanity.
Are you ready to take the Insanity Challenge? Ready to get insane abs, insane arms, insane legs, and insane weight loss in just 60 days. Insanity may be the hardest workout ever put on DVD.
Mozell completed the 60-day Insanity Challenge, and something sparked inside him. Soon, he signed up for a 10-mile obstacle course. Then came grueling daily workouts at home to prepare for ultramarathons and multi-day endurance events. And in those moments of exhaustion, Mozell says he came to terms with the person that war had made him.
This is who you are. Your time in Iraq, your depression, your night terrors, your everything. This is you. And so how do you face it? How do you become mentally stronger than that demon that's fighting you?
We're back to the gym now, where Mozell is trying to break the world record. It's 4 a.m., and he's still rising, jumping, dropping. Rising, jumping, dropping. 10 hours in, though, it's become evident that Mozell will not be breaking any records. He wants to keep at it anyway, wants to go the full 12 hours, because while Mozell does not always win, he's not the kind of guy to give up either. Not anymore, anyway. The small crowd that's been here since last night is bleary-eyed but buzzing. They include the certified personal trainers who have been counting his burpees and confirming they meet Guinness's standards, and friends and family who traveled from as far away as Connecticut to watch the attempt.
3, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
They all count down the final seconds to the 12-hour cutoff. They tally the final burpee, number 3,194. And then...
I'm going to sit down with you.
Yeah.
Because I've been working hard all night.
Yeah.
A woman named Valerie Pallotta walks over to the exhausted former Marine who's panting on the floor. Pallotta's son, Josh, is a former Vermont National Guardsman who died by suicide in 2014 after a deployment to Afghanistan. Pallotta's here because Mazel is using this record attempt to raise money for a suicide prevention organization named in Josh Pallotta's honor.
This is just an amazing feat. And this man right here, because you're still here with us, is what the mission of the Josh Pallotta Fund is all about.
The world record didn't matter much to Valerie Pallotta, it turns out. What mattered was why Mazel wanted to break it.
And losing Josh, my heart is shattered into pieces. And you've helped put one of those pieces back in my shattered heart.
Yeah.
So.
And then the mom whose son lost his battle with PTSD hugged the veteran who's winning his. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.